Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Joanne, can you explain what exactly is the concept of zombie checking?
Well, something that probably nearly everyone does. It's those times in the day when you're a little bit bored and you just pull out your phone and you start scrolling through it and checking through it for no reason at all. You're not doing anything except for just passing away the time. So it might be while you're standing in line for coffee, or maybe you're cooking dinner and you're getting a little bit bored, or maybe you're watching TV and the program's not so exciting at that point. So you just pull out your phone and think, oh, I'll just check my phone. So right now, on average, people are checking their phones about every 12 minutes in the waking hour. So in a lot of that time, it's zombie checking for no real purpose at all.
Yeah, I know when I pull out my phone sometimes, I have no purpose. I just open it up expecting something. Why exactly are we doing this zombie checking? Is it just boredom, or is there a deeper reason?
Yeah, it's just like you said, most of it is out of boredom. It's those unfulfilling gaps in the day when nothing much is happening. You think, oh, you know, you might get something, a bit of stimulation from your phone. You might see an interesting headline, or maybe someone texts you and you didn't realise. That kind of thing. And also, part of that, sort of underlying it a little bit, is that fear of missing out. You don't want to miss text, or you don't want to miss things happening. But mostly, it's just out of boredom. And because our phone is always with us, it's so easy just to pull it out and check it. And often, we just do it very unthinkingly.
Are there any kind of health risks associated with technology overuse and this high screen time we're doing with zombie checking?
Yeah, well, of course, and some of them are pretty obvious. So one thing is that we're not allowing ourselves to be bored. And while you mightn't think that has a health risk or an underlying health issue, what it's not allowing is it's actually not allowing our brain to have a rest. So when we're bored in the day, it's sort of good for us. You know, our brain gets to have a rest. We don't have to be thinking. We can just relax. And that's really important that we're able to have those opportunities to do that regularly. But because we're pulling out our phone all the time, we're not allowing our brain to rest. And then that contributes to things like higher stress levels. It can interrupt your sleep at night because it's that always on kind of feeling. And that's where your brain starts to, it really feels it.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're currently speaking with Joanne Orlando, a researcher at Western Sydney University, about new tools created to combat technology overuse and steps we can take to reduce this zombie checking of our phones. So, Joanne, what exactly are these new tools that have been introduced from, you know, companies like Apple, Google, and other social media platforms to combat screen use?
Well, they're actually really effective. So a little while ago, a lot of people were looking at the tech companies saying, hey, you know, you really need to take some responsibility here. People are on their phones all the time, you know, and it's not very healthy. So actually all about the same time, the big tech companies, including Apple and, you know, Instagram and so forth, started to develop these tools. So if you've got an Apple phone, if you've got an iPhone, if you've updated it recently, you know how you get these notifications to update your phone. If you've just updated it, you'll see a new feature that comes on your phone called Screen Time. It just automatically pops onto your phone. And what that feature does, and the other features on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, they're all doing similar things. They're all helping us to understand our technology usage. So on your iPhone, you'll see things like how many hours you spent using your phone, how many times you've picked it up in a day, how much time you've spent using social media, and it breaks it down into different kinds of categories of use. So at the end of the day, you might look at your use and think, oh, I've used my phone for 5 hours and 49 minutes today. I didn't even realise. I've picked it up 132 times. I didn't even realise. And when you start to see the figures every day, you know, it can be a bit confronting. But when you start to see the figures every day, then you start to understand your phone use. And then from there, you can start to work out, okay, well, which is the productive use that I'm making? And when am I just zombie scrolling? And it helps you then to start to make some slight changes to your phone use. Maybe you plan to pick it up less, 10 times less every day. that kind of thing, so that you can start to make these small baby changes to get your phone use back to what you're more comfortable with as a healthy routine use.
Right, yeah, I must admit I have checked out screen time, and it was very, very confronting how many hours I spend on my phone every day. Well, what other steps and solutions do you think we should implement to manage our screen time?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people have spoken to said I had no idea I use my phone that much in a day. So think of it, if you want to get to levels that you think are more healthy, that you're more comfortable with, and everyone's a little bit different because we all have different lives and we know we need to use our phones for work and so forth. So look at your phone use, or look at your use over a week, or, you know, a longer period of time, and work out what you don't like and start to make changes. But one really important key to successful changes is that you just take small baby steps. So it's a bit like dieting. You go on a crash diet and say, okay, I'm only going to eat, you know, 500 calories in a day. You know, it doesn't work. You can't sustain it. So if you take small steps and just make small changes, and that's probably going to have a much more longer lasting effect. So something like how many times you pick up your phone. If you're picking it up 132 times, you know, most days, that kind of number, then try to reduce it by 10 over a week. And do things to help you with it. So maybe when you're driving, you know, if you're in the habit of looking at your phone whenever you stop at the red light, or put your phone in the back seat, or put your phone in the boot for that car ride to stop you from doing it. Now, a lot of these features also come with their own sort of lock thing, so you only can use Instagram for an hour and then you get a notification. So you can use the tools that are built into these features as well to help you. But small baby steps is the biggest piece of advice around this.
Now, you were just saying before, we've all got our own different uses and, you know, things we need to do on our phone, but is there like a general universal number of screen time each person should be aiming for on their phones?
No, well, there's not actually, and we do have a little bit for children. So children under five, they recommend like technology uses no more than about an hour a day. But even now for the kids who are 5 years and over, the health recommendations are saying it's actually too difficult for us to put a number on this anymore because children lead such different lives. So when it comes to kids, the authorities have said to adults, well, you look at the lifestyle of a child and you help to monitor what you think is healthy use. And I think it's the same for adults. You know, some of us use phones all the time, all day for our work. Some people don't. People who have got kids are probably using their phone more than people who are older. So it's looking at your lifestyle, and you know yourself if you're using it a bit too much, if you're not comfortable with the amount of time you're spending on the phone. So it's very much an individualised, personalised thing, and using these new features on our devices will help you to get to what you think is more comfortable levels.
Just going back to what you're talking about an hour for young children under five, why exactly 1 hour for under five and over five? It's arbitrary.
Yeah, that's a good point. They actually just changed it about 12 months ago. Previous to that, they had those kids who were 5 to 18 could use just an hour or an hour and a half, I think it was, using a screen every day. But what we were finding and what parents were finding is that it's just really difficult to just count the minutes, you know, and hours a child is on technology. And what it also does is it takes away from using technology in quality ways. That was just then about counting the minutes. And we know that good screen use for kids is much more than how much time they spend on there. It's also about what they do on there. So like 30 minutes of playing a violent video game is very different to 30 minutes of, doing something creative like making an artwork. So because there's so many different factors that contribute to why you use technology and what you get out of it, the authorities just scrapped that time limit and said, parents, you work this out. So it makes it harder for everyone in a way, but it also shows that each of us have different kinds of comfort levels and health levels when it comes to technology.
So I guess in the end, it really just means about quality use rather than zombie checking. Joanne, yes. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure.